Jones and Gaylord, online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three, last half hour of today, this Wednesday, August 13th, 2025 edition. Got another story lined up. Things happening in Lansing while they're at least having hearings, testimony in committees. Not fully back in session yet, but they could be. All the Senate Majority Leader has to do, Winnie Brinks, is to call the senators back. But, of course, they're not going to do that because they're on summer break. Many of them are on vacation. Some of them aren't even in the state right now. Some of them aren't even in the country. So, pretty interesting, these committee hearings and things that are happening. Now, one of the things that Donald Trump vowed to do, ran on, said he was going to do, was get rid of the Department of Education in Washington. Well, a federal voucher-like program could spur major expansion of private school choice. Something that I've been saying for years needs to happen. There needs to be competition in education. I know the progressive, liberal, socialist, communist, Democrats out there don't like it when I talk about the public school system is failing our children. All you got to do is look at the test scores. We keep throwing more money, more money, more money at it. And they keep getting D's when it comes to the SATs. Scholastic aptitude test that you have to take in order to get a score so that you can get admitted into college. Well, story coming out of Boston says a new federal tax credit program aimed at expanding school choice is drawing both enthusiasm and uncertainty as states consider whether to opt into a program beginning in 2027. The policy, included in the recent sweeping One Big Beautiful Bill, provides a dollar-for-dollar tax credit for donations to scholarship-granting organizations known as SGOs, but the implementation details remain unclear. Emily Sayag, Associate Legislative Director for the National Conference of State Legislatures, the NCSL, outlined the basics of the program during a panel discussion at their legislative summit. She said the credit would allow taxpayers to claim up to $1,700 for donations to eligible nonprofits that provide K through 12 scholarships. This potentially could steer billions of dollars into school choice initiatives. The program has been described as a voucher-like option in that it would award folks who donate money for K through 12 scholarships to private schools with tax breaks. This is not a fully universal eligibility, but it's very close to that, Sayag said. According to the Urban Institute, they estimate about 90% of U.S. households fall below the income threshold of the 300% of the area median average income. In order to qualify, the SGOs would award the scholarships to at least 10 students who don't all attend the same school. It must allocate at least 90% of their revenue to these scholarships. Local SGOs, scholarship granting organizations, would work directly with the local residents. However, SEOG cautioned that significant questions remain about how the program would operate in tandem with existing state-level school choice programs. Unfortunately, we don't have all the answers to these questions right now. But they are, in fact, looking at the statute's limited guidance on these issues and will ask questions about oversight, administrative authority, and scholarship distribution amounts. Some states, like Ohio, already have SGO tax credits in place. Ohio's program was created back in fiscal year 22-23 after the China virus. In Ohio, they allow donors to receive tax credits for contributions at the state level. Under the federal program, those who receive state level credits will see their federal credits reduced accordingly. Why? What? So you can't double dip? You make a donation, you can't write it off on your state income tax and write it off on your federal using it as a tax credit? Okay, that doesn't make sense, but that's what the story says. Ohio Senate President Matt Huffman, after a separate NCSL session, said he expects the state to opt in and believes the new federal credit could supercharge school choice efforts. I think this is going to be the biggest increase in school choice in the history of the country, Huffman said. There are going to be billions of dollars going directly from this individual to that school, where there wouldn't be otherwise any other way to incentivize it. Huffman highlighted the appeal of the credit versus a deduction. See, a tax credit, folks, actually pays your federal taxes. You don't get to write it off. You'd say, I'd rather give the money here as opposed to sending it to Washington. Well, by doing that, that's going to cause billions of dollars to go to local schools. I'm sure people would rather pay into a scholarship fund at the local level versus sending the money to Washington, D.C. The main highlight, the appeal again of the credit versus the deduction, particularly for individuals who don't owe state taxes, but they do owe federal taxes. I think the legislature would be all in for it. I also think our governor, Mike DeWine, would also support it. Additionally, SGO's credits, the legislation also expands allowable uses into 529 savings account. That, of course, is the 529 set up for parents, grandparents, to put money into savings accounts as a write-off toward future college expenses. Well, now they're saying that they're going to allow the 529 savings accounts for K through 12 expenses, which would be private schools. It would also make it permanent on the existing provisions of the ABLE accounts. That's for individuals that have disabilities. So, pretty interesting little tie-in to the big, beautiful bill, and now how they could potentially use it at the state level. State tax credits, perhaps, but definitely federal tax credits. So it's going to be interesting how this is all figured out, defined, but it is part of the one big beautiful bill that Donald Trump just signed into law. And again, the Democrats are fighting it. Town hall meetings held by Republican legislators coming back in the district here for the summer. Many people getting up and talking the Democrats' talking point. Cuts to Medicaid. Tax breaks for the wealthy and big corporations. Blah, 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 blah. Well, too bad, so sad, it's a law. And it's in place. So you can get up at a town hall meeting and whine and complain all you want. Attack the Republican legislator. You know what? Honestly, I know they've been told or asked by the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, to get out there and sell it. Sell it because they want to make sure people know the facts before heading into next year's midterm election. They don't want the Democrats to be getting their talking points out there and getting people against the evil Republicans for doing this. So, going to be pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Now, one other point on this issue. I want to be totally clear on where I stand on this. This is my opinion. This is my thought. If you expand private school choice, you give parents, grandparents, an option. This is going to make your public schools better. Well, Trucker, how can you say that? If the kids are forced to go to these public schools right now because the parents can't afford it, isn't that better for the children? No, it's not. Because of competition, school boards would get more creative with their curriculum. They would control their budgets better. Because if we don't offer a better education for kids, they'll choose to go to private schools, charter schools, technical schools. We will lose those students. You got to treat education, folks, like a consumable item. You need to consume education. Check all out all your options and choose to spend your education dollars there. It's what it's got to come down to. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment, a little housekeeping. I haven't been looking at my phone a lot, checking for text messages. Been pretty much engrossed in these stories and connecting the dots between MERS News Service, Detroit Free Press, Associated Press, all these various sources I use. Got a text message. Good points on school of choice and education, or the lack of education right now in our schools. They would be allowed to choose a school that teaches reading, writing, and arithmetic, possibly woodshop, home economics. I'll give you a perfect example. Mac up in St. Ignace, I greatly appreciate that text. Our granddaughter, named after my wife Victoria, well, young Victoria Eileen, her and her boyfriend, who is an auto mechanic for Sarah BMW in Traverse City. Victoria has been going to school and working for the last couple of years. She's 23. She took a couple of years off after high school to kind of figure out what direction she wanted to go with her life, her education. She started off at the community college there in Traverse City, living at home, taking basic classes. She got her education associate's degree in just liberal arts. Wasn't sure exactly what direction she wanted to go. Well, she got attracted to art and floral design. Well, she ended up working for a florist, putting together floral arrangements for hotels, restaurants, various businesses in Traverse City. So little Toria puts her flower arrangements together in these nice glass vases and delivers them to the businesses in town. She also is a waitress at a bar restaurant up the Leelanau Peninsula. Hardworking young girl, great waitress. Well, the bottom line is she saved up some money and also transferred her associate's degree credits up to Marquette, where she's going to be going to school up there this year, Northern Michigan, because she's going into an arts degree that will allow her to have all kinds of various directions of where she could go. She could go in the private sector, or she could be hired by a museum to be a curator of art. graphic design, artist background, history of art, all kinds of different components in this new degree. Well, she needed a good car to be able to handle the snow and ice up there in northern Michigan and Marquette, Michigan. Well, her boyfriend is a mechanic on BMWs in Traverse City. They found a used X3 all-wheel drive BMW 4. Well, her father and I went to the Secretary of State. Her dad, Mike, our son-in-law, paid off the car, wrote a check. I drove the car back to their house in Traverse City. Mike then brought me home. This young man went to Northern Michigan Community College and got certified as an ASE mechanic that Sarah then hired him. The kid is making great money. 22 years old. This is the type of education and employment opportunities we need here in Northern Michigan to keep our young people here. The kid went to high school with her in Traverse City. Community college in Traverse City. Became an ASE certified mechanic in Traverse City and now works for Sarah BMW on division right there across from the Chick-fil-A. In Traverse City. These are the types of education opportunities we need to focus on. All kids do not need to go to college, to universities. Some kids do quite well at technical schools. You get that with school choice. You get that with private schools offering things the public schools refuse to do. I believe the universities is the agenda of the public schools. They want to push the kids to go to college so they can be indoctrinated by these liberal professors. That is their agenda. And that's what they push. There needs to be other opportunities. There needs to be competition in education. Consume education. Shop around for it. Seek out the best school for your child based on what they are excited about. That simple. Quite frankly, folks, it is really that simple. You open it up to competition, the schools will get better, the public schools will get better, the kids will start learning again. And last little plug here for the minute. Northern Michigan Christian Academy is accepting kids. Text me schools and I'll send you the link to talk to Rusty Chatfield. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the music caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1717.